Thank you very much. And again, Mr. Nixon, it's good to hear you here, and it's very encouraging having you guys pay attention and reaching out to us. I know Mr. Kenny was on the phone yesterday. I understand that you can't get everywhere, and that's absolutely no problem at all. I know Mr. Williams, our MLA, did come out here. He did see some of the damages firsthand. Currently, we have, I guess, about 451 evacuees, of which about 45% are staying with friends and family in either holiday trailers or basements or what have you, and the other 55% are staying either in hotels or motels. We've got about 24-ish evacuees from Buttertown, which is across the river from Fort Vermilion, and then another about 10 or so evacuees from Beaver Ranch, which is a little ways downstream from Fort Vermilion. The water levels have remained stable in the last pretty much 24 hours, I guess. But the ice jam has the toll of the ice jam is now at Fort Vermilion, and with the reaching out about 40 kilometers up to Beaver Ranch. We do have a boil water advisory for the town of Fort Vermilion because our water plant has been jeopardized because of the flooding. We are working on fixing that. We're working diligently. Our staff has been working all night long for the last couple nights already, trying to get the wells up and running in the creek that got flooded, and then which will give us the opportunity to pump the water about 40 kilometers to Fort Vermilion, Hamlet, which is La Crete is about 40 kilometers from Fort Vermilion, so we can pump the water this way. We do have a little bit of power shortage issues right now, but ATCO is working on restoring those, and hopefully that'll be up and running. Most of Fort Vermilion does have power right now. There's a few homes, and which mostly in the evacuated areas that are out right now. But other than that, this is a huge as well. It's a 1 in 100 year flood. The last time it flooded to this extent was 1934. I know with communication with Alberta Emergency Management, we do have pumps on the way over here, so that once the water does reside, we will be able to take and come up with a plan to get rid of it and get to it as quickly as possible. And other than that, I think that's anybody has anything. I think that's about all that I can think of for now. It's a waiting game, like the mayor mentioned before. The magnitude of a water like this, I mean, the Peace River is a huge river, and when the water comes like this, I know we've been bombarded with questions as why we didn't have sandbag this or sandbag that, but I mean, when you get two to 4 foot thick chunks of ice that are it's pretty hard to take and set anything up. And more and more, as more pictures come out, I think people are realizing that, you know what, yeah, there was. Like we're it there's no beginning and end. Like it's not like we can even do 1,000 meters. Like it's so massive. There was no realistic way right now that we could take and sandbag it or put up any tiger dams or what have you. It is merely pretty much begging the good Lord to have some mercy on us and hope for the water to reside so that we can get to work and clean this beautiful community back up.